French troops advancing against Islamist militants in Mali say their fight's not over until the country's reunited and al-Qaeda-affiliated terrorists are driven from the north. French President François Hollande says it's a campaign that requires the active support of international allies.
Our objective was to stop the terrorist offensive. That is done. It was to allow Malians to win back cities that had been occupied by terrorists. That's being done now. And then the objective is to allow an international force to take over, to allow Mali to get back its territorial integrity. And we know that it will take some more time.
Leaders from the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, are moving to get that force going. Africa specialist Jennifer Cook at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says it's important to move quickly.
This looks like it may be a longer fought battle, just pushing the militants back from their advance southward by the French. The ECOWAS troops will take some time to get up and deployed into northern Mali.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says there's strong international support for that deployment.
These are some of the most remote places on the planet, very hard to get to, difficult to have much intelligence from. So there's going to be a lot of work that has to go into our efforts.
Nigerian troops are already arriving in Mali. Nigeria's leadership of the West African force comes as the government in Abuja faces its own violence by Islamist militants from a group known as Boko Haram. Charles Dokobu of the Nigerian Institute of International Affairs says confronting extremists in Mali is part of Nigeria's efforts to stop the expansion of a broader terrorist network.
If this threat is not contained from there, then eventually they'll have to pay a bigger price for dealing with intervention in the country if it spreads into Nigeria, and if you have an admixture of what we have in Nigeria and the one that is coming from outside.
But with Nigerian troops criticized by human rights groups for attacking civilians while fighting against Boko Haram, analyst Jennifer Cook says al-Qaeda in Mali has an opening to incite Nigerians against their own military.
Deploying against al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb and the associated groups up there opens them up to vulnerabilities at home, as it does for all the other ECOWAS troops getting involved.
U.S. officials expect West African troops in Mali supporting the French offensive will operate much like the African force in Somalia, where Western allies provide intelligence, logistics, and training to regional soldiers fighting alongside the National Army to restore order. Scott Stearns, VOA News, the State Department.